Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. Sorry I didn't do audio mode for day 10. But that's exactly what we're going to do now. So this is audio mode day 10. I can talk a little bit about why I got waylaid, but I can't quite honestly remember. I think it was because I was trying to do a couple of things for future podcasts and didn't kind of get those done. Just ended up running out of time. It ended up being gone 12, and I thought, well, I've got work the next day. So this is Audio Mo. It's the hashtag. Use the hashtag Audio Mo, AUDIOMO, and basically use it. Record anything you like for the whole of June. So for the 30 days in June, or as much or as little as you can do. And then get it up onto wherever you can get your audio. So even on something like Dropbox, many other ways of doing that. And then you can hashtag, so, you know, tweet it somewhere like that and use the hashtag Audio Mo or on your Facebook or whatever. Anyway, thought I'd change it up with this music. It's nice, isn't it, this music? Righty-ho, so what are we going to do today then? Well, not much on this podcast. I say not much. I mean, it's significant in terms of its muchness, but not much in terms of a podcast. It doesn't need. I haven't had to do lots of work on this one. There's one song I want to play you, and then talk a bit about the detail of this podcast, really. All right then, so we have been in sort of lockdown in one way or the other, really. I mean, we still are in lockdown, aren't we? I mean, you've got this new bubble thing now, haven't you? So basically, if you're if you're a single person, so if you're one person in the house, you can go and visit someone else in another house. But if you're in a multi-occupied house, so not just like a shared house like me, but in a family house, you have to decide who the person is that comes in, and so only one person from, you know, so you basically can't mix houses apart from one person in another house, but they have to be, so it can't be like I can't go and see someone in another shared house because I'm in a shared house. So yeah, like confused, you will be. It's one of them, isn't it? But it did a sort of significant milestone passed on the 10th of, so this day, the 10th of June. I was talking to Claire and we've worked out that it has been 92 days since I saw Claire last. So I didn't see Claire. I have not seen Claire, sorry, since the 10th of March. Which was funeral of my brother, the day of my brother's funeral. So I left Claire in London on that day of the 10th and went up to, you know, do the thing with my brother and that. So yeah, it's poignant. And there's not a lot you can say, really. I mean, you know, we just can't, you can't risk meeting until it's safe to do so. And I think Claire will have told you herself variously, so I won't go into details because, it's Claire's story to tell, but she is clinically vulnerable. She has a serious heart failure, so it means that she has to avoid getting even things like the flu and the cold, which, of course, you know, is bad enough, but definitely not COVID. So, as I say, that's Claire's story to tell, really, more than anything. But, it's sort of the blessing, really, is that, you know, we are all okay. Claire's in a better position than she's been in for a long time. But a lot of these milestones are going by. So like our seventh year together, what would have been an anniversary, that was on the 6th of April. She's got a podcast planned. I won't steal the thunder or anything, but regarding sort of things that happened sort of last year regards the care that she needed from the good old NHS hotel, as we call it. She'll tell you more about that. But really, yeah, it's a sense of feeling of blessed, really. And, you know, I mean, could be in such a much worse position, but also tinged with sadness because obviously, you know, it's been a long time since we managed to see each other. And, you know, you're hearing other people almost thinking lockdown's over. And of course it isn't. And I just hope, I suppose that then, if I'm sounding a bit selfish, that they don't make it worse for people that do want to meet at some point. So, you know, we don't end up with, you know, a second peak and all that. I'm hoping we won't. But you know, some of the figures are a little bit high for us to feel that there's, that you can mitigate the risk enough to go for being able to meet. So that is that. But yeah, we have a lot of songs. This is going to be it, really. They have a lot of songs a few songs particularly that we like that are kind of would share as sort of ours, I suppose. And this one is a beautiful song, and I don't know how much I dare play. Really, I'd like to just play it from beginning to end, but I will. I'll make a decision basically. But it's called Golden, and it's by Lady Antebella. And it's just it's Lady Antebellum, sorry about that. This is a really lovely song, and it kind of reminds you of Claire, and she sang it as well. I don't know if she put it up as a podcast, but she has put it on her Facebook, so if you're friends with her, you'll see. And she may have tweeted it, that might give you a clue. Yeah, if you can find it on her Twitter, then it's there, isn't it? But yeah, she sang it. But this is Lady Antebellum with Golden, and I'll leave you with it. And I will see you on whatever today's date is. So, you know, I'm back a day. So day 11. So this has been day 10. Day 11 is coming up. So it's VR Podcasting, Paul Hopkins, and it's been nice to be talking to you. And I'll see you in a bit. Bye for now.
Sunset falls in Wichita, yeah, the dance is through the blue. Wheat fields catch a glimpse of heaven, makes me think of you. And even when you're miles away, you're always on my mind. Lord knows you're in my heart, even when I close my eyes. You are golden, precious as a prayer, flying up through the air while the rain is falling. Golden, timeless as a kiss, baby, I don't want to miss another perfect moment to tell you how you make me feel the day you strolled in. My heart was stolen, 'cause you are golden. Smallest parts of who you are everything to me. From the way you laugh, to the way you cry, to the way you love on me. Shadows run and darkness fades when you come around. My single star amongst the gray, always shining down. Yeah, you are golden, precious as a prayer, flying up through the air while the rain is falling. Golden, timeless as a kiss, baby, I don't wanna miss another perfect moment to tell you how you make me feel the day you strolled in. My heart was stolen. Hard to find. Yeah, you are goodness, forgiveness of the purest kind.
my heart was stolen. You'll be the hand I'm holding when the heavens open, 'cause you are golden.